Are there any sort of characters or stories that you think stand out? I mean, there were like, you know, there's so many things. I mean, I'd try and narrow it down, like, you know.
I mean, well, there was Miss McGregor, a teacher, she had, a lot of people probably won't admit it, but she did have quite a big influence in our lives, because we had her for 7 years at the school. Some people thought she was a good teacher, some didn't, some liked her, some didn't. But, I mean, she was a character. Discipline was hard. Many stories about her. I mean, she was always called Bud McGregor. But, you know, woe betide you if she heard you calling her Bud McGregor. Her name was Caroline McGregor. And eventually I found out why she was called Bud McGregor behind her back. Because she wasn't married, she was a spinster. And her widowed mother stayed in the schoolhouse with her. And apparently her widowed mother called her Rosebud, had done since childhood, I mean, a baby name. And, I mean, you know, she just hated it. She heard you saying Bud, you know, strap was out. But the one of the funny things was, in these days, there was no phone in the school. The phone was in the schoolhouse, for some reason. The only phone was in the schoolhouse. And if there was a call for the school, Miss McGregor's old mother was in the house, of course, and she answered the phone. And she used to come across, it was just across the street, and she used to come, and the classrooms were upstairs. The dining room and the playroom was downstairs, classrooms were upstairs. And she was a pretty cantankerous old woman. She wouldn't go up the stairs.
Right, yeah.
She used to stand at the bottom of the stairs and shout, "Bad phone!" It's Miss McGregor's face. Just turned scarlet, because she'd be, you know, standing in front of the class teacher, and this voice would come bellowing up the staircase, "Bad phone!"
You don't feel like...
So, I mean, she had quite an influence, I think, on a lot of us. Quite strange. I mean, how you take it, because she's a teacher, I always thought she was very straight-laced. She always gave the impression of being very straight-laced, spinster. And I left, went away, came back to the shop in the 70s, got myself on the community council. Because being in the shop, you're expected to be in everything. And I was eventually chairman. And Miss McGregor by this time was retired, and she was, the secretary, that's right. Anyway, that was fine. We sort of took up together on community council. It's a different thing, of course, because I was growing up by this time. But I was still a bit in awe of her, you know, because she was still Miss McGregor with this fearsome reputation. And we had a first meeting I had as my chairman, and she was the secretary. And she was in the shop one day and said, "You'll have to come across the house and sign the minutes. The chairman must sign the minutes." I said, "Okay, I'll come across tonight." And I went across, and the first thing she did when I opened the door was, "You'll have a dram," and produced a bottle of whiskey. And proceeded to have one herself.
Yeah.
And that, you know, was something, because I thought, this is, 30 years on from when I used to think you were the most straight-laced person there at school. And here you are offering me a dram and sitting down having a pretty substantial one yourself. So, you know, she wasn't as straight-laced as we thought.
Yeah.
So,
the public persona.
I mean, she had a big influence in sort of my age group. Other one that had a big influence in our age group was the minister of the day, Reverend Tosh, Dave Tosh, who was very sporting-minded. He'd been a boxing champion at university, and he was a fair age by this time. He retired, I think. He retired in the 70s, so, I mean, this was late 50s, early 60s. He must have been in his 50s. But he was very, very sporting, and he was very keen on sport. And he ran the village football club, which we all went to, because we were possibly high school at this time. And he ran the village football club, and it was quite controversial, because this was in the late 50s. He held it on a Sunday afternoon, which did not go down very well with some of the local parishioners. But anyway, looking back, and I've often spoken to people of my own age about this, we can see, we could read him like a book now. He had the older boys in the park playing football on Sunday afternoon, and as we parked up, we were all told, "Right, you'll all be up at the manse at 7:30 tonight for the Bible class," which we all did, because we thought, you know, we just thought so much of him. And we all went to manse on Sunday night for the Bible class, which was nothing too heavy. But then as we all became sort of 18, 19 age group, it was, "Right, you'll all be down to the church and you'll join the church." And I could see now what he was doing, you know, having them down, having football on Sunday, then the Bible class, then join the church. And I often look back, I thought, you know, he was a really good minister. And he had quite, because I think without him, my age group would not have joined the church. None of us really became church goers, but we did join. So he had quite a big influence on the boys in the village in particular.
Because like the sort of football.
No, it was all done through the village. To third the United, we called ourselves. We used to play teams from Ochre and Rattray and Bergeri and things, and he was our coach. But it was a Sunday afternoon, and looking back, I can see why he did it on a Sunday afternoon. And I've often thought these people who objected to him. You know, the minister's running about in the park on a Sunday afternoon playing football. This is not right. He was doing his job.
Yeah.
He was actually doing his job.
New techniques.
Right? Yes, yeah. So there was characters like that. Characters, I mean, Saturday Night Bus, I said to you, there was a couple of great characters in the Glen. This would be in the late 50s. One was called Will Brown, and Tony Reid would know him. He stayed at Tony Reid. He stayed at Valney Keighley. Will must have been, had to be an agent people when you're that. He was in his 40s or 50s and he was a bachelor, stayed with his mum and dad. And he went on the bus every Saturday to Blair to go to the pub. And his great friend was a guy called Frank Fender, who had the wee joiners business at Ballantoon, built sheds. Again, same age group I suppose, maybe a bit older. And he went on the bus. Because there was no pub in Ballantyne, he went on the bus on the Saturday night. And because the bus left at 9:45, so our group were there, the bus, ready to go. And the bus driver, early days it was a guy called Arthur Melville who owned O'Clabby Hotel, and he stole the bus to a guy called Bill Kiro. So the bus driver of the day would sort of look round the bus, and Frank Fender and Will Brown were never on the bus. It was time to go.
Right, yeah.
So, but the Glenerach Hotel, the bus at that time left just outside Dankers Hotel, and the Glenerach Hotel, which is now the Sampan Indian restaurant, was just across the street, and he knew they were in there. So it was a simple question of he went across the Glenerach and dragged out Will Brown and Frank Friend and got them on the bus. But the thought, I mean, it was quite fun because they were the best of pals. But when they came out of the pub, they fought like cat and dog. And they used to sit in the bus and argue, the two of them, non-stop. All the way up. And it was great entertainment for us because we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
We knew that you know, the bus driver would go to the Glenerach and drag out these two, get them on the bus, rather than just leave them. And we knew they were going to sit and argue. And that was, you know... I was great characters. I mean, there's nobody like that nowadays, really. And, you know, they were stopped and they were shoved off the bus. Frank Fender stayed beside the road. Will Brown stayed about a mile off the main road. I don't know how he made it home. But it was, you know, again, characters, and yeah. We don't get that nowadays.